time for speaking psychologically on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. Bracci, how are you?
I'm terrific. Couldn't be in a better mood today in spite of the weather.
Before we talk about frustration at work, I wanted to get your take on an interesting story. In the front page of today's USA Today, the headline reads, "Is Syracuse the next Penn State because of the alleged allegations against an assistant coach for the men's basketball team?" You find it interesting how different Coach Boeheim of Syracuse is being treated at Syracuse versus Joe Paterno at Penn State. How so?
Well, you know, and many of the complaints that I've heard about Joe Paterno would be that he must have known, he should have known, and that all may very well be true. But in this case, you have the Syracuse coach, who you would think would meet that same standard, that has not been let go at this time. And second of all, this person's on his staff where, Sandusky hadn't been on Joe Paterno's staff for a period of time. Now, again, this is by no means saying what ought to be done or trying to, you know, to judiciate, if you will, try a situation I don't know all the facts about. But it is interesting that you have two sets of circumstances, and they're dealt with very differently by the administration.
Well, Bernie Fine, the assistant coach at Syracuse, has been fired, and Coach Boeheim hasn't released any statements, hasn't had anything to say since that firing, and it's thought that there is an internal investigation that is ongoing, and that Coach B could be in trouble too.
That could very well be the case. And again, when I was talking to you about that, I was simply making the comment it just seemed inconsistent. Now, does that make one right or wrong? No, that's really not what I'm trying to say. I just found it to be an inconsistent pattern at this particular time. But certainly, if the victims in these cases, whoever they might be, and assuming they're there, those are the ones that we have to be thinking about in the whole process.
Well, let's talk about frustration at work. I don't have a lot of those. The ones that I did, I found out were my own fault. For example, I used to be frustrated. We didn't have enough printers or enough ink for the printers or enough paper, whatever. Well, I'd come to find out if I would have opened up my big mouth and said, hey, we need this or we need that, my bosses usually get me everything that I need. They get me all the tools that I need, but it was my fault for not saying anything. Talk about frustration at work, not only for little items like this, but bigger frustrations, perhaps when it comes to working relationships or working with someone who may be a chowderhead.
Well, two things. One, you've already taken as a recommendation that someone might give you in terms of asking. A lot of times people don't ask, and as a result, their frustration doesn't even have to exist, but it does exist. So good idea, good suggestion. And also, that means you work for administration that is willing to help, and often that's one of the frustrations people feel they're dealing with incompetent administration or management. And then you have, in this particular day and age, Tony, a lot of people that don't see a lot of career advancement. They're in systems that are cutting back, or there's not a lot of growth. So people that 10, 20, 30 years ago would have been able to really move and advance quickly find themselves, even with good education, kind of locked into situations and jobs that they're really not happy with. Then you have people, if you work with people that aren't civil or backstabbers or people that really are destructive, and you're an honest, straightforward, trying to solve problems, then it can be a very difficult situation. That doesn't mean that you can't find solutions, but those are the things that lead to frustration. Also, incompetence. I mean, you may find out that you're doing far more work than other people, and part of it is that you're just good at what you do, and you're competent, and you may be glad to be that way, but it can be difficult if three people are getting paid the same thing, have the same title, and one person, and that could be you, ends up doing most of the work. So these are just really some of the frustrations. There's so many.
All right. Well, how do we beat those frustrations?
Well, part of, I think, in any job that you have, your job is to do the best you can do for your own satisfaction. And I think if you start looking at what everybody else is doing, that is by nature going to make you unhappy, dissatisfied. So if you're a bagger in a grocery store, be the best bagger there is. If you're going to be a salesperson, be the best salesperson there is. If you're going to do a radio show, you do the best that you can do. And that's my view on frustration in the workplace. And if you really don't like something and hate something, regardless of the market, you have to keep looking. You have to be always keeping yourself on the move. Just putting a resume together can be a very helpful strategy. But ultimately, the person has to take control of themselves and worry about what they're doing and doing the very best they can do. And this is easier said than done.
All right.
If you're mired in a job you don't like.
Thank you, Dr. Rocchio.
Always a pleasure, my friend.